Again, good morning, dear brethren. We have asked Brother Bill Facker to open this Bethel service in prayer, followed by the manna, the vow, and the resolve.
Let us pray. Our most kind and gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father, all honor and glory to thy most holy name, Father. We come before thee humbly and reverently to thank thee for thy many blessings, particularly for this convention, and that thou would be with us this day, be with the those who would serve on the platform. Bless their lips and bless our ears that we may receive the lessons that they have for us, that we pray that thou grant us a measure of thy Holy Spirit. We're so thankful, dear Heavenly Father, that we can rest in thee and that and thy precious promises, knowing that thou keeps us under the shadow of thy wing. We pray for our brethren throughout the world, all those going through difficult experiences and tests of faithfulness, that thou would give them the comfort and strength according to their needs. We pray earnestly for the full establishment of thy kingdom, when thy will is done on earth as it's done in heaven. And we leave ourselves in thy care and keeping, continuing to trust in thee, and help us to follow more closely in our Master's footsteps. We're so thankful for his willing sacrifice, his ransom sacrifice for the whole world of mankind. And we're thankful that we can walk in his footsteps. Please help us to walk more circumspectly and to be victorious in making our calling and election sure. We give thee all the honor and the praise and ask thee now to be with us. In Jesus' most precious name, amen. Over.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bill. Ask Brother Tom Cannell to read the manna for April 7th.
Manna for April 7th. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. If you have no burning zeal to preach the good tidings of great joy, pray earnestly and faithfully and persistently for it and strive for it, and you will soon have it. If you have a zeal and love for the gospel and lack ability to present it, pray for the ability while you make full use of what you have. If you have the zeal and the ability and lack an opportunity, take it to the Lord in prayer as soon as you can, telling him that you are faithfully using all the opportunities you have. Then watch for more opportunities without slacking your hand to use the very humblest and smallest within your reach. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19.
Thank you, Brother Tom. I'm going to ask Brother Robert Kirkham to read the vow, please.
Vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy will come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily we'll remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to steal more carefully, if possible, Scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I will resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren. Sorry, my screen went off. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you, Brother Robert. I've asked Brother Scott Davenport to read their resolve.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalm 116, verses 12 through 14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me. By sacrifice, Psalm 50, verse 5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain to the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Scott. Thank you, dear brethren.